Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. It's level 3. You think we're done? Wrong. We're not done. Rick Saratella is going to hop up, and then we're going to talk some NFL football with Rick. Why? Because it's never a bad time to talk NFL football. Why? Because NFL rookie minicamps went down. So we want to get, you know, keep you ahead of the curve. And in fact, how long will it be? Think about this, guys. You know, it's the one thing that we live in this pandemic that's starting to, you know, to wind down now, fortunately. But, you know, I don't know, man. Time, like, we no one knows what day it is anymore. No one knows what date it is anymore. We're all just in this sort of a vortex. But, like, really, like, the calendar is moving along, man. Look, the playoffs are here. NBA play-in starts in less than 24 hours. Stanley Cup playoffs are here. We're in mid-May right now. Next thing you know, it's June. And once it's June, we're 2 months away from football. Think about that. Once it's June, we're 2 months away from football. So how far are we away from fantasy football? Not very far. And in fact, I already see drafts popping up already. All right? I see the big wigs and the big shots and Eisenberg and all these guys, Jake Seeley and everybody, already holding drafts. All right? So, you know, everyone's talked about the guys in the first round and stuff. So we'll get into some of the guys that have flown under the radar a little bit that could be impact players this year for, you know, from a fantasy standpoint and from a betting standpoint. Can they help their team, actually, with their win total? So we'll get into that and more with Rick Saratella from the NFL Draft Bible. The countdown to the NBA playoffs are on. The play-in numbers are set, of course. The Pacers. Now, listen, this is an instance like, oh, you know, you always got to do in the NBA. You've got to, you know, check and see who's actually playing for the Pacers, all right? The Pacers have a lot of question marks coming into this game, but Brogdon, you know, Brogdon's going to play and Sabonis are going to play. Are they 100%? No. Nobody's 100% at this time of the year. Warren's not going to play. Lamb's out. And then you get Charlotte. Gordon Hayward's not going to be playing in this game. LaMelo Ball is back, except I think in such a big game, I don't know how much of an impact this kid can have or if he'll even be on the floor in the last few minutes of the game. Should be a close game, but the point spread is 3 right now. Wizards are getting 2.5. Nobody's giving the Boston Celtics any love here. Celtics only playing 2.5 on their home court. Rick Saratella steps up and in. The Late Night Anger Management Class continues.
The only place to turn for expert sports gaming strategies and information.
But we just call it
The Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everybody's got an opinion. Go ahead.
Ask them.
But only a few have an opinion informed by expert analysis and experience. It's called trust.
It's why we're here.
For you. Keep it here and get the edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Let's get biblical on Sirius XM Channel 204. With everything that's been going on in the sports world, and yes, I know there's a lot of stuff. The NBA play-in tournament is set to begin. The NHL playoffs have started. We've got the PGA Championship this week, but the National Football League held its rookie mini camps. Let's break it all down and more with Rick Saratella. Rick, always a pleasure, my man. How you doing?
Let's chop it up, brother.
Hey, Rick, listen, there's a ton of stuff I want to get to, man, so let's get right down to business. And a great job, as always, by FanDuel posting props. They've got props up. Who's going to be the starting quarterback in week one for various teams? We'll get to that momentarily. But let's start off, actually, with these mini camps. And some of the players, a couple of players turned heads and a couple of players that flew under the radar leading into the draft. And, you know, it's my bad. I really didn't talk about them very much. And that's Amon-Ra St. Brown out of USC Trojan wide receiver. I tell you, Rick, I watched every USC Trojan game. I've seen pretty much every game in this kid's career, right, over the years. And all he does is score touchdowns. He's one of these kids. He's just a big-time playmaker. And what I like about him is he makes plays in big games and big moments. If you look, he scored a lot of late touchdowns in his career. He flew under the radar, ends up going 112th overall, fourth rounder to the Detroit Lions. But he really impressed people during the minicamp.
Yeah, he stays right there in the NFC North with his brother, who's on the Green Bay Packers, I believe. And so, you know, here's a guy who can play inside, outside, very solid route runner. I think back to the wide receiver there for the Colts, who made an impact a year ago. Amon St. Brown should not have an even bigger impact. I like his versatility. I think he's in line to get a lot of targets. I think he could be in contention. We talked about the rookie of the year conversation. He could be in the mix just because of the targets he sees. You saw what Justin Jefferson could do. I'm not saying he's going to light it up in that manner, but 1,000 yards is not out of the equation here.
And he is going to get a lot of touches. I was thinking about that as well, in the sense that the Lions are going to be trailing every football game that they play in, right? They're going to run the ball in the first half, and then reality will catch up to them in the second half, and they'll have to throw the football. What I like about this kid, I like that he's got a chip on his shoulder. I'm sure he's really impressing his teammates, though, when he said, "I'm here to take someone's job." But that's the attitude, right? And he understands it. He gets it. And as you stated, his brother plays in the National Football League, so he understands the culture of the league and fighting for a job. 15 wide receivers were taken before him. I'm not so sure that all those guys before him were better. I like him. I think one of the knocks on him is that he had a bunch of really big games that sort of, you know, he had one game with four touchdowns. He's had a couple of, like, really monster games. But, listen, he played with an elite quarterback as well with Slovis. He's a good route runner. And as you stated, too, listen, you can move this kid around. The Lions, in the minicamp, they put him on the outside and they put him in the slot. But they really liked what they saw from him in the slot, Rick.
Yeah, I think that was kind of the biggest discrepancy that I got from scouts is, I think overall most liked him inside better, but there were some teams who liked him outside. I think his size was almost in a tweener situation.
Yes.
They didn't know where to slot him. Maybe he was penalized for that. Now, let's remember, this is a guy who comes from a very competitive upbringing. There was an HBO sports special done on the St. Brown family several years back because you remember the Lonzo Ball hype and how crazy that – apparently, his father is just as crazy, if not more intense, with the upbringing, the rate, you know, almost like a drill sergeant, getting his kids involved in sports at a very early age.
They were raised to be football players.
They were indeed. Oh, by the way, he'll be joining me on my morning show later this week, so I'm pumped up for that.
Well, hey, how about the symmetry? How about that? Well, you tell him that Morency says that he was a steal, that he went too late. Morency says he was a steal. I like the fact, too. He's already working out with Jared Goff. Him and Jared Goff actually are working out together. He's throwing footballs. Goff is teaching him, and he already said, "I'm learning a lot from Goff already." And I love the fact that Goff is working with these kids with the Lions, right? You know, he's not above it. Hey, listen, I'm a rich guy. I've been to a Super Bowl. No, he's working out. Goff has something to prove too, though, bro. He does.
Yeah, I mean, to the wifey, too, because he's not going to have any of those beautiful balcony views that he had out here in L.A. overlooking Detroit.
he won't be living in Detroit. He'll be out there in Auburn Hills. Like, that's where he's going to be.
He'll have a view of it, for sure. So, you know, listen, Goff's going to have every opportunity to showcase that he can be the guy. We've seen it when everything's clicking and he has the weapons around him and you game plan and scheme to his strengths, he can be adequate, right? He can steer you to the right direction. We shall see, though, because, you know, St. Brown, again, rookie wideout, could be thrust into that wide receiver number one, number two role. I look for him to get a lot of targets heavily. They just cut Kerryon Johnson. They, you know, cutting dead weight from the previous regime already. So it's going to be a transitional year in Detroit.
Oh, yeah, to say the least. I like the under as far as their season win total is concerned. Now, another player that I like a lot, and my bad for not talking about him more, coming into the draft, he got hurt on literally the first play of the game in a national championship game. And I think that sort of, you know, we remember what we saw last, right? There was so much talk about Najee Harris, and there's so much talk about Justin Fields, and so much talk about the Clemson Tigers and Lawrence and everybody. But Trey Sermon, talk to me about Trey Sermon. You know, started off his career with the Oklahoma Sooners, goes to Ohio State, absolutely destroyed Northwestern in the Big Ten championship game. And then absolutely lit up a very good Clemson Tiger defense, bro, 183 yards in that Sugar Bowl win. Then gets hurt on the first play of the game. And that's another thing people don't realize about Justin Fields. Dude, he didn't even have his weapons. Then he lost his star running back on the first damn play of the game in a national championship. But talk to me about Trey Sermon. Ends up going 88th overall to the San Francisco 49ers that just love having that running back by committee. This kid's going to get a chance. What's your take?
Well, hey, you know, you think about what some of those mediocre running backs have done in that season.
I know.
Right? So Trey Sermon, it's funny because I had more than one.
Mostert has a higher career average per carry than Bo Jackson. We got a problem here.
Yeah, Matt Breida is making a super Roger Craig in the backfield. But, you know, I think the interesting thing was here's a guy, big school pedigree, top high school recruit, doesn't really have the career he thought at Oklahoma. Transfers to Ohio State. You saw him get stronger as the season wore on, as he got more comfortable in the offense, multi-threat, run, catch, block, well-built, suffers the injury, as you mentioned, that I never heard of this, a fractured collarbone. And so that was an issue at the Senior Bowl when it first popped up. That kind of started his stock downfall. But you mentioned 88. He kind of landed at a pretty good spot considering – I'm pretty sure he was one of the medical recheck guys.
Yeah.
That called back again.
Exactly.
But, you know, he's got elusiveness in the open field. He can keep it between the tackles. He can cut it outside. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He can do a little bit of everything. And another player here who, like I said, I had scouts tell me, hey, don't be surprised if Trey Sermon winds up to be the best running back in this year's draft class.
He's got some nice size, 6 feet, 213. He's got some nice size, nice balance and mix. And I don't want to, just for factual purposes, I don't want to undersell the kid's performance. I said 183 yards was off the top of my head. 193. An extra 10 yards even. He's that much better.
Get it right.
Yeah, no, it's another first down, man.
Get it
300,
tight.
Yeah, 331 yards against Northwestern in a Big Ten title game, but 193 yards. Against Clemson. Then he got hurt on the first play of the game against the Alabama Crimson Tide. All right, so we mentioned FanDuel's got props up. Who's going to be the starting quarterback in week one for the teams in which there's QB battles? I want to get Rick's take on that and everything else that's going on in the National Football League. And let's talk about a couple of other more players that potentially have flown under the radar that could be impact players this year in the National Football League and have impactful careers as well. The Late Night Anger Management Class.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you.
Sports gaming insights and expert analysis on daily sporting events.
Information you can take to the bank.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Our goal is subtle,
but profound.
We want you,
Sporto,
to hold court at the company water cooler every Friday and Monday.
Get it?
That's the winning edge. All you gotta do is listen. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. We're breaking it up and chopping it down with Rick Zeratella from the NFL Draft Bible. We can't get enough NFL football. Yeah, I know it's the playoffs in hockey. I get it. It's the playoffs in basketball. But never a bad time of the year to talk about the National Football League. And as we stated, rookie minicamps went down. Man, the calendar and time, it moves fast, especially as you get older. All right, next thing you know, man, it's going to be the Hall of Fame game. You're going to be like, what? The season's here? Yes, sir. The season's going to be here. Rick Zeratella and the crew, these guys are already breaking down next year's draft. Already looking ahead to next year. We were talking about the Clemson Tigers, and so you've got Travis Etienne, the running back, who a lot of people sort of, raised their eyebrows a little bit with the pick, just considering that Robinson did such a great job in the backfield last year. They bring in Carlos Hyde as well, but they have him at the minicamp. They had him at the wide receiver position. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think we're making a big deal out of nothing here. Everybody's in rage over Etienne lining up at receiver. Yeah, he's a multifaceted running back, which is why they decided to choose him. And if you look at Urban Meyer's track record, he's done this everywhere he's been. Percy Harvin, Paris Warren at Utah. He even did it with Curtis Samuel a few years ago at Ohio State. So I think what you're seeing here is, hey, Urban Meyer had a bigger picture, right? He's playing chess while you guys are playing checkers, and you're saying, oh, why is he drafting a third running back? Well, because he has a Curtis Samuel, Antonio Gibson type of vision for this playmaker on offense, and I think he's going to get very creative here with Travis Etienne.
That's one thing. I've got my doubts about Urban Meyer and how he goes about his business, but I am very curious to see what kind of play calls he has. What kind of design is he going to bring to the table? And he has been very successful with, it's not like he's just run a pop gun offense, right, with bad football players. He has had success with some pretty big-time football players. Look, I was talking with some people last week about Urban Meyer and how successful can he be. And they brought up, they said, look, he was pretty successful with Alex Smith. He was pretty successful with Tim Tebow. He's been pretty successful with different style players, hasn't he, over the years?
Yeah, Troy Smith won the Heisman, right? Yeah. So, he good coaches to me always learn to adapt to the personnel, whereas many coaches try to adapt the personnel to their scheme. Hey, we play this system. You're going to run this style of offense. You've got to fit into the system. Urban Meyer gets the bigger picture. And to your point last week, he was as good of an analyst as I saw on TV, breaking it down on Fox Sports, the intricate knowledge and little nuances of the game. But again, you saw him when he had Percy Harvin, running back, wildcat, slot, end arounds, return man.
He has been very innovative. Exactly. Like the wildcat, I'm not going to say he invented the wildcat, but that was a common part of Tim Tebow's package.
Yeah.
Right? That was,
the jump pass?
Yeah, you just read my mind. The jump pass?
Yeah.
They did create that. Like, that was a Tebow thing.
Bart Starr.
Bart Starr, but I'm talking to modern football, right? You're right. Old school. In the old days, Vince Lombardi told him, I don't give an F how you get it in the end zone. Just get it in the damn end zone. Right? But you're right. That little basketball jump pass in the end zone. There's a lot of little tweaks that Urban Meyer has been innovative with. I'll give him that.
Yeah, and we're talking about old school football, and Gabe's going to get mad at me for sidetracking because I get the honor of looking at Gabe. He's got this beautiful Josh Allen picture. He's got Desmond Howard back there. I can't help to notice, you said we're getting old, Gabe. Man, is that Gary Carter Andre Dawson.
Yes. You like that? It's old school.
I like that, as Kirk Cousins would say.
That's 1982. I don't know. That's from the All-Star game in 1982 when he X'd those. They had all the five guys in the All-Star game.
And we got robbed in 94. It would have been a Yankees Expo showdown.
Oh, I know. God, that would have been sweet. After all those years of the Braves terrorizing the Expos are like the best team in baseball. Expo fans are convinced they were going to win the World Series. I never said that. I never said, oh, yeah, they were going to win the World Series for sure. But they were going to get to the World Series. Let's be real. It was going to be a Yankee Expo World Series.
Oh, all those young listeners should go back and look at that Montreal 94 roster. It's just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Just a powerhouse. Absolute powerhouse. All right, we're breaking it down with Rick Serratella. So, Rick, another player I wanted to throw at you here. This guy was just purely about his size, but I think he's a perfect fit for where he landed, and that's Rondale Moore. How do you think Rondale Moore is going to fit in? And you're talking about innovative coaches, college coaches, innovative offense. Arizona, you know, it's funny, isn't it? People thought, and even me, dude, I said it when he got hired, oh, God, how bad is their defense going to be? Right? Because Kingsbury's defenses in college, I don't think he knew about it. He didn't show up to the defensive meetings. He just didn't care. He was like, whatever, we'll score 70 if they score 69. But I'll give him credit. Arizona's defense has tightened up. Like, it's not like, you know what I mean? So, like, early, I'm just saying, so it's been the offense that has sort of been slower to develop. You had a young quarterback in Kyler Murray, Kingsbury's offense. But quite frankly, they didn't have a ton of playmakers, did they? So now they're starting to get more playmakers right now. And, you know, Rondale Moore is one of them. What kind of impact could this kid have as a rookie this year?
I love him. You know, we just got done talking about Kadarius Toney. And, in fact, Urban Meyer even mentioned he was disappointed that Toney was off the board when they picked again. Rondale Moore is the same mold. In fact, I value Rondale Moore as a better player than Kadarius Toney. I just think that, one, he got injured. He was coming off an injury. He came back. He opted out. Then he opted in. Then he got hurt again. Then he measured in at 5'7" and changed. But if you put Rondale Moore in the Alabama offense, he's a more explosive, dynamic player than Jalen Waddle, in my opinion. I'll say that again. I like Rondale Moore better than Jalen Waddle. So to me,
wow.
Kingsbury offense, that they're, you know, no holds barred. Sky's the limit. I could see him being a very great complement to Larry Fitzgerald. Christian Kirk is already there. I could see Rondale Moore making an immediate impact. This is a guy who squats about 700 pounds, who jumps about 43 inches, who runs a 4.3 40-yard dash. And in open face, he's as elusive and hard to tackle and strong. This guy is like Steve Smith from the Panthers strong.
Yeah. Plays
much bigger than his size. He's got the heart of a lion. Watch out, Rondale Moore. This guy is going to make some serious noise at the next level.
And guys, if you're wondering, well, he's 5'7", he's small. Yeah, he's 5'7". He's also 180 pounds of muscle as well. As Rick just stated, this kid is as strong as it gets. He's a weight room guy, you know, because he's got a chip on his shoulder, right? Due to his size. You know, one thing about him, though, and I think there's been, as Rick just stated, he's been in, he's been out. There's been a lot of indecisiveness with him over his career, starting with the fact that he committed to play for the Texas Longhorns, and then he ends up playing for the Purdue Boilermakers. But I think it's a perfect fit for where he landed. All right, so I said
with that story, though, like Jeff Brohm actually went to the same high school as Rondale Moore, and that's how he recruited him to Purdue.
And why wouldn't he? You look at the success that Brohm had at Louisville in that offense, although it hasn't translated in Purdue. So let's get into some of these props that FanDuel has posted here. And week one quarterbacks. So who's going to be the starting quarterback in week one? They have the prop posted for four teams right now. The Denver Broncos, the New England Patriots, New Orleans Saints, and San Francisco 49ers. Let's start off, actually, with the Denver Broncos. So this is a battle here. And you can get plus money, actually, with either guy. Drew Lock is plus 145. Teddy Bridgewater is plus 145. So why not just take them both, actually, right? And make you can take them both and make 45 cents. They're holding out here. I don't know. Some people still think that Aaron Rodgers could end up as a Denver Bronco. I don't think it's going to happen. But who do you think is going to end up being the starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos in week one? Drew Lock or Teddy Bridgewater?
You know, it's interesting because outside of the Tampa Bay Bucks, more money has been wagered on the Broncos to win the Super Bowl than any other team in the league. So, you know.
With the speculation that they get Aaron Rodgers.
The odds are right. Yeah, the odds are right now. Those odds will change once they get Rodgers, and there is a deal on the table with three first-round picks, from my understanding. Now, if they don't get Rodgers, I think Drew Lock has somewhat of the advantage, having been there. Not sure how much their offense is going to carry over to this year, but he's familiar with the teammates. He's been in the locker room. So I think it'll be his job to lose. However, they're both injury-prone, which is pretty interesting. Teddy Bridgewater comes over from Minnesota, where he was with John Patton, right, in Minnesota, you know, after he went off to Carolina last year. So there's kind of, you know, the in-house favorite candidate, which is Bridgewater, versus the candidate that's already been there, Drew Lock. I would say with everything being equal, them being healthy, Drew Lock emerges as the starter, but this could be a game of musical chairs. But I like Lock slightly over Bridgewater. It's close.
So as we said, for betting purposes, guys, you could take Drew Lock plus 145, Teddy Bridgewater plus 145. The caveat is they have any other at plus 220 at any other. So that's sort of the caveat there, because I'm thinking, man, they're giving money away. I'll just take Drew Lock and Bridgewater.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Plus 145. But no, there's any other. And then there's Brett Rippon, actually, at 16 to 1 as well. All right, the late night anger management class continues with Rick Saratella. I am Gabriel Morenci. We'll continue to take a look at some of these quarterback props and more. Bring it.
Remember the good old days before you found us, got the winning edge, and started winning?
Neither do we.
Thank God.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
These days, it's hard to find something you can trust. Your car?
Yeah, right.
Trust takes time. And that's why we're here.
24 hours a day.
7 days a week. We are your trusted source for gaming, odds,
and more.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204.
Sports Grid Late Night continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're breaking it down on Sirius XM Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Rick Saratella from the NFL Draft Bible throwing it down with us right now. And we're talking about who's going to be the starting quarterback in week one for various teams in the National Football League right now. FanDuel has props posted for a couple of handful of teams. So the Denver Broncos, as we mentioned, is plus 145 Lock, plus 145 Bridgewater, plus 220 any other. And, you know, that any other could be Mr. Aaron Rodgers. Cousin Sal is a regular with us. Really funny guy, great guy. So Cousin Sal joins us every Friday. But he does a show with Mark Shalareth on FS1, former Denver Bronco. And this guy's pretty much in the know, right? And I like Mark. He's not scared to ruffle feathers. He says what's on his mind. And he's convinced, bro. He says that Aaron Rodgers will be a Bronco, and it'll happen in June. Like, it'll basically be one of these cap deals. They're waiting, and they're figuring it out. But it will be done before training camp. I don't know. I don't know if that's a certainty. Aaron Rodgers still hasn't said anything. Still, Rick. Still.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I'm trying to read the tea leaves here, and this is just pure speculation, but I noticed Peyton Manning was in the building for that scheduled release video that they put on Twitter, and I'm just reading the tea leaves again. I noticed it was interesting for Peyton to select orange, not blue, at his Hall of Fame induction. And then it was interesting that he just so happened to be in the building to record this Saturday Night Live type skit for the Broncos PR. I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. I don't think Peyton Manning flew into town just to record this little skit for social media. I think he's there recruiting Aaron Rodgers, saying, hey, it worked for me. Wouldn't it be cool if you could follow in my footsteps too? So again, I'm reading the tea leaves here, but it just seemed a little bit of a coincidence that, oh, by the way, and they're trying to negotiate. Again, there's a deal on the table, 3 first-round picks in exchange for Aaron Rodgers.
There's something to all of this, too, guys. So much so, and it's funny because the National Football League often talks about how the schedule is random, right? No, no, we didn't deliberately screw this team over. It's random. But they're openly admitting the NFL, the head of NFL, broadcasting, etc., actually did an interview and admitted that he called around the NFL to see about Aaron Rodgers because they didn't want to put Aaron Rodgers on primetime TV and the Green Bay Packers, I should say, on primetime if he's not going to be there. This is so real that the head of the NFL's entertainment division and television actually said, I actually put feelers out there and told them. And basically, it's crazy. He wouldn't leak that stuff after, right? So they would tell him for television purposes because he would say, listen, I'm not putting the Green Bay Packers on TV 5 times. I need to know. And you don't need to tell me where or what, but, you know, is something up here, and they don't need to tell him. And basically, he said everyone he spoke to point blank told him, we don't know. Something could happen, or he might stay. So it is real, guys. It's not just, I was slow to buy in at first, but the fact that Aaron Rodgers hadn't spoken in 3 weeks, Rick. I mean, come on. There's some, he wants to get out of there, and he wants the Packers to look like the bad guys. I think, though, he's not going to get his wish, man. I think people are seeing right through Rodgers on this. You've got nothing to bitch about, bro. They didn't mistreat you. They even just offered to make you the highest-paid player in the league. What the hell do you want from them?
Yeah, that's the modern-day athlete. He's the face of that. And, you know, hey, this segment's brought to you by Kleenex. Aaron Rodgers, clean up your stash, wipe those tears. We ain't feeling sorry for you, but he's the kind of guy. You heard Brett Favre's comments, like he just holds grudges to the point where like he might just say, F you, I'll go do Jeopardy and make $20 million a year just out of spite if the deal doesn't get done. I could see it.
Now, what about the kid? They always talk about
Jordan Love.
They don't draft weapons for him. They don't get him weapons. Talk to me about Amari Rodgers, because this kid actually is pretty good. Another Clemson Tiger player that made some big time plays.
Yeah, 6 degrees of separation, right? Because Amari Rodgers' father, T. Martin, did what Peyton Manning couldn't do at Tennessee, which was win a national championship, right? So Amari Rodgers comes from that bloodlines, that NFL lineage, and really a phenomenal slot-wide receiver who I felt was, you know, just taken later as a result of a deep wide receiver class. I mean, this is as deep of a wide receiver class, despite the pandemic, that we've ever seen. But again, another strong route runner inside the slot, can create separation, short area quickness, dependable hands, played on the biggest stages of them all, and, you know, just very consistent. So you talk about a fundamentally sound guy. I think T. Martin's been involved coaching at the high school level and whatnot. So, you know, son of a coach, son of a former player, fundamentally sound player. This is an under-the-radar weapon because, I mean, let's be honest, Rodgers is throwing these guys open. He's making them household names. These are not, you know, your normal weapons that would be doing a lot of anything on any other teams.
Yeah, and this kid has a chance to get on the field as well because, as you stated, he could be better, right? He could be now, listen, Valdez-Scantling actually played pretty well in the playoffs. I'll give him credit, right? I mean, he's just sort of a deep down the field threat, but he actually came up with a couple of big time catches and he made plays. I'll give him that. But quite frankly, I mean, Rodgers really has a chance to, you know, become the number two guy there, really. Let's just be real. I mean, yeah. You got Devontae Adams.
I mean, Lazard? I mean, who are we talking about?
Yeah.
you know, Marcus.
And this kid caught passes from Trevor Lawrence, right? So he's played, and as you stated, his father's a national champion, elite athlete. He's a national champion. He's got, like, the winning pedigree in his bloodlines. They're just winners and playmakers. You know, winners and playmakers. I think it's a great pickup. And I think Rodgers should shut up. I don't know. It's funny. They don't have the Green Bay Packers up on this prop list. They should. Who's going to be the Green Bay Packer starting quarterback? So we talked about the Broncos.
They're the only team, by the way. They're the only team you don't find over-unders for.
Yeah, I know. No futures. So the odds makers are very, very weary of an Aaron Rodgers deal in the works as well. But it's interesting. You can pull the trigger with Denver. And I still think San Francisco is a possibility. They're a super aggressive team. You can never sleep on what Lynch and Shanahan are plotting. All right, so the New England Patriots starting quarterback.
Raiders too.
What's that?
Raiders.
Yeah, I know. If you're Aaron Rodgers and you want to go to the Raiders, then you are just a big jerk. The Broncos, you could argue, hey, the guy wants to win a Super Bowl, but you could win a Super Bowl with the Packers, too. I don't know. How about you throw a touchdown pass instead of making it fourth down and making a coach have to kick a field goal, right? Like, so I'm just saying, he's got a better chance of winning with Denver. The Raiders, even Aaron Rodgers can't save the Raiders, I don't think. He can get him into the playoffs, maybe, but they're not Super Bowl contenders with Aaron Rodgers. Cam Newton's the big favorite to be the starting quarterback week one. In New England, -270. Cam Newton, Mac Jones +230, Jared Stidham 12-1. Interesting. I think Mac Jones is ready. I think Mac Jones is going to fit that offense. I didn't think Mac Jones was worthy of being the third overall pick in the draft, but it doesn't mean I don't think that he's one of the most ready guys to be dropped on an NFL field. He can make all the throws Brady made, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, anything that they did, anything that they've run, they can go back to that. They have a different offense with Cam Newton, so it's interesting. But they obviously like Cam Newton. I do believe it. Belichick likes Cam Newton. He likes his work ethic. He likes the fact he gets along with his teammates. But how long is Cam Newton going to be the starting quarterback before he gets injured as well or isn't delivering? And McDaniels gets antsy and tells Coach, listen, man, Mac's ready to do this. Let's go. Let's go. Let's do this. What do you make of this? How long? What do you make of a quarterback situation there?
Well, yeah. I mean, when you don't have any better options, of course you love Cam Newton, right? Hey, I got nothing else for you.
You're right.
I do believe, like, you could state an argument Mac Jones is the most pro-ready quarterback to step in and start immediately after Trevor Lawrence. You can state that argument. I don't think Bill Belichick is ready to start the season with a rookie quarterback, however. Even Tom Brady had to come in after a Drew Bledsoe injury, right? Mo Lewis, I think, was the hit that knocked Drew Bledsoe out and knocked Tom Brady in. So I just don't see Belichick opening the season with the rookie because he wants to come out of the gates. He wants to win. He wants to win in a big way. I know Tampa Bay is on the schedule early, and he's not going to throw a rookie out against Tom Brady. He wants to win that
game. Great point.
Right? Yeah. And so it's going to be Cam's job to lose. I'm curious to know, I don't know this offhand, when is the Patriots' bye week? Because if they got a losing record going into the bye, I think that's where you might see a Mac Jones.
All right, we'll get the Patriots' bye week up and running here. Rick Saratella. Kicking it with us on a late night anger management class. So let's get into it. I'll get the bye week up here going in a second. The Saints, people wondering about the Saints quarterback situation. And that's a great point as far as the bye week is concerned and as far as that Brady game as well. And Cam Newton now will have a full camp. He got COVID last year. He didn't have a camp. This is it for Cam. You know, this is an opportunity for Cam Newton for real right now. He'll have a full camp under his belt. And they actually have weapons. Let's be real, bro. It's not like he had anyone to throw it to. I don't know if they have elite weapons now, but they brought in what? They brought in Kendall Bourne. They bring in Nelson Aguilar. They bring in both tight ends, Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith. So somebody's going to be open.
And the way the contract is structured, it's a very heavily incentive-laden contract. So Belichick understands that and is going to give him every opportunity to attain that, but it's going to have to consist of playing well early, and then maintaining that. But I agree. I mean, the weapons around him were non-existent. The Patriots get boosted from the COVID opt-outs more than any team in the league, more on the defensive side But to your point, they made a big splash uncharacteristically on the offensive side, which was un-Belichick-like. And I think, again, a lot of that is because of the newfound pressure of Tom Brady winning a championship. Don't think that doesn't eat at Bill Belichick at night.
So for the record, the Patriots' bye week is week 14. It's deep. It's weak. And they start off, they host the Miami Dolphins, division game. They're not starting, as you stated. Then they're at the Jets, division game. Then they host the Saints. And then, bro, it's week 4, Tampa. So there's Cam Newton. Cam Newton's the quarterback for the first month of the season, right? Unless he gets hurt, Cam Newton's in. And then after that, it's at Houston versus Dallas versus the Jets. That could be a little opening. Depending if somehow, oh my God, the Patriots are 0-4 or 1-3, they might just say, all right, screw it. We'll throw Mac Jones out there. But yeah, it's Cam Newton's going to be the starting quarterback in week one.
And I see them hovering around that 500 mark. So like week 14, they're probably going to be 6 or 7, 7 and 6, right in the mix for that seventh seed, you know, the seventh seed in the NFL playoffs that's here to stay. So yeah, I mean, I think Cam Newton's going to get, as long as he stays healthy and COVID free, it's going to be his team. I think the Patriots are a 500 team. That's what they are. They'll be in the mix. They might get that last playoff seed. And if they do, watch out.
As we mentioned, FanDuel's got props up for the Denver Broncos, New England Patriots, New Orleans Saints, and San Francisco 49ers. We got to get out of here. But Jameis Winston is their overwhelming favorite to be the quarterback in week one, minus 280. I'm surprised. Taysom Hill plus 220. It's a pretty big number there. And San Francisco, Jimmy Garoppolo is minus 320. Trey Lance is plus 240. To be the starting quarterback in week one. And don't forget, guys, San Francisco could potentially be in the mix, man. They could be in the mix for Aaron Rodgers still. But we got to get out of here, Rick. Man, times fly when we're talking football with you. Always a pleasure. Get biblical, everybody. NFL Draft Bible. Thanks, Rick.
Love chopping it up, Gabe. Thank you so much.
It's your lucky day. You found the trusted source for gaming, odds,
and more.
Go ahead, kick the tires. Ouch! You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
As our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you need information,
you go to an expert.
Not just anybody, but someone who's been right on the money before. So when it comes to gaming,
odds,
and more, you've come to the right place.
You're listening
to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Countdown is on, man. It's real. The NBA play-in tournament is set to begin 6:30 Eastern time, or a little bit after 6:30 Eastern time, Charlotte and Indiana. Tune in to Game Time Decisions at 6 o'clock Eastern, and we'll get you caught up to date as far as the lineups and rosters are concerned. This is a real toss-up of a game. It's hard to trust either team, and I've actually gone back and forth with this one. Man, this is a tough game. I'll throw it to you first, Matthias. I'll tell you what. We know I'm taking the Washington Wizards, and I have a lot of respect for Paul Bovey, and I get it. I think the number is short here, but I've been riding the Wizards not just for the last couple of weeks or something like that. I've been riding them all year, so I'm going to take my chances just for the record, too. You got Jason Tatum at 31.5, 32.5 right now. It's bouncing around for his player prop. Tatum should go off here, and I think Bradley Beal's not 100%, but whatever. He's still going to score a million points. All right, in the three games against Boston this year, the high was 46, but he averaged 40 points a game against these guys. Bradley Beal's total is 31.5. I'm going to go over with Beal. Give me the Wizards. But, God, this Pacers and Hornet game is tough. Who are you taking tomorrow, Matthias?
I'm taking the Hornets tomorrow, Gabe. And I'm also going to look at some player props and try to see where Devontae Graham is going to be for over under three-pointers made. You know he's going to take at least 8 to 10 of those tomorrow. So looking forward to seeing a good game between those two teams.
All right. So Devontae Graham, that's your play of the game there? Like, that's the prop of the game. So you're on the Hornets. Devontae Graham, 3-point shots. It's a 2.5. 2.5. Over under 2.5 3-point shots made for Devontae Graham.
I'm taking the over for sure with that.
LaMelo Ball is 1.5. And the thing with LaMelo Ball is he's only shooting 24% from three since he's come back. So, you know, that's a little bit of a concern. It's a tough game, man. I really have gone back and forth. The Pacers are just one of these teams to me. They're like the Atlanta Braves, right? Like, the Pacers have screwed me a lot over the years where I've believed in them and, oh, yeah, no, this is the spot. They'll win this game. I like Malcolm Brogdon a lot. I like Caris LeVert a lot. And Sabonis is a badass, and they're not going to be able to stop Sabonis. Sabonis' prop is 23.5. Tune into Game Time Decisions at 6, but we're on the Wizards, baby. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.